You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj and I am your host. Today we are talking about digital marketing for nonprofits and why QR codes are your friend. Let's quickly take a step back, give you a crash course through digital marketing. There's multiple ways you can do digital marketing. You could do social media marketing. You could do search engine optimization. You could do pay-per-click. You could do programmatic, so forth. If you don't know what they are, research YouTube, Google. There's some good articles and videos out there about them. Now, with that out of the way, QR codes are a tool that you can use to take offline marketing tactics, posters, car magnets, mailers, t-shirts, branded media, business cards, whatever it may be. And it's a way to grab people and bring them into your online marketing programs. So if you're not familiar, there's something called remarketing. And remarketing basically looks at the cookies of every user that's come to your website. And if you add them to a specific audience list using Google or any platform that you're using for pay-per-click marketing, you're able to add them to a list and remarket to them. You're able to send them messages after the fact using display advertising and other forms of remarketing tactics. This is awesome and a good idea for a nonprofit because let's say you put a QR code to a donation link on a sleeve of a shirt. Somebody scans that QR code, gets to your donation page, wants to make a donation, forgets to do it. You're now able to remarket to every person that hit that donation page. Now, we've already talked about this, and there's a podcast and a blog that we have on our website that actually discusses this exact scenario, so I would definitely advise you to go check that out. But that kind of should give you the idea of what you can do with it. So here are three tips that we have for you on how to get the most bang for your buck from your QR codes. Number one, use them more precisely. Stop using them as a blanket approach, and what I mean by that is don't create one QR code that you use for every single marketing tactic that you have. In a lot of ways, you should be using them the same way you once would have used tracking phone numbers. So you would have a different tracking phone number for every tactic, same way you would have a different QR code for every tactic. Now, they could all be leading to your donation page, but there's something called a UTM link builder that you can use to inject campaign and medium data into your URL. So when you look at Google Analytics or other campaign tracking programs and analytics platforms, you will actually see how many clicks came specifically from that one QR code. Use this wisely because it could be very powerful. You could use it on car magnets and know exactly which vehicles and which routes are getting you the most amount of donations. You can use it on branded apparel to see which creative gets more people to notice that branded apparel, and then actually scan the QR code. Creating remarketing campaigns with QR code-based tactics is super important. Always keep track. Remember, you're not using these as a blanket approach anymore. Each QR code is precise. So every QR code should have an audience list that goes with it. And if you're able to create that, then guess what? You're setting yourself up for multiple remarketing campaigns. And the third tip, use them on everything from stickers to magnets to posters to banners. Everywhere. Just remember, everywhere should have its own distinct variant that you know what it is. And this way, you'll take your offline marketing and create it into online marketing, and you will stretch your marketing dollars and activities further. If this was 20 years ago, if somebody picked up your brochure, they would look at it, and if they didn't call your phone number or if they didn't remember what your URL was, you would have lost them. Now, it's super easy to drive people to your website and get them as a part of your marketing funnels and your marketing program. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to your friends here at WDFA. But if not, until next time, my name is Raj, and this is the world of WDFA.